With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, is that time for Brittany J's tea?
Yes, and today, I didn't even give y'all multiple D's today. You get one D today. Okay, not the nice kind.
All right,
so Kim Kardashian and Kanye's baby. We didn't talk about the name. The name is Psalm West.
What?
As in Psalm, as in the Lord is my shepherd, he know what I want. Psalm, yes, him, that one.
With the P and R.
With the P and R. So the baby's 14 days old, and she already filed all the trademark documents for everything you could possibly think of, from like weaves to like nail polish to baby clothes. I think that they just be locking stuff down so that nobody else can use them. Like, I don't think they did anything with other baby names. I think they're just locking it down. It's smart.
Pray for the baby.
The baby praying for us. The name is Psalm, okay? Psalm!
I'm not going to say.
Why are you going to say?
No.
All right, so.
The Lord is his shepherd.
Yes.
Psalm 23.
Yes!
I want to follow in the steps of the law!
Okay. Speaking of filing documents, Cardi B. So she filed to secure the name Bocktails with Cardi B. She wants the title. I know, Bocktails. You know how she get down. She wants the title for entertainment services in the nature of like ongoing episodes for distribution for TV and the internet, featuring celebrities and artists. She's also locking it down for merchandise, and she wants to use it for alcohol beverages, but not beer. So I can see a little, you know, them little smearing off a little Ciroc or somebody, some type of collaboration. She need to make a Henny cocktail. Nobody got one of those.
Brent, I'm around for all of this.
You feel me?
So, I like when artists do things.
You know, outside, like invest, right?
Yeah.
So everything she does seems to go well. Fashion Nova always sells out. So remember I told you that the show was postponed because of plastic surgery, right? Mm-hmm. So since that announcement was made, 5,000 tickets, almost 5,000 tickets have been sold for the postponement date.
What?
2,000 of them sold within 30 minutes of the announcement.
She's winning.
Like, Midas, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Wendy Williams.
It's funny. I haven't heard from the other one in a while. Moving on.
She's trying to figure out her management team right now. She fired a management team. She's trying to figure that out. Wendy Williams. So her soon-to-be trash ex-husband and her son got into a fight yesterday. A source says that Senior, because they both named Kevin, I'm going to just do Senior and Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Senior has been telling Junior for a long time that he needs to carve his own path of success and work hard without Wendy's handouts. If you... Y'all know my stomach been tight since yesterday. Like, when I saw the story, like, how dare you tell that man, that young man who was birthed by his mother, who she's allowed to take care of him as long as she wants to carve out his own path when you mooching off for spousal support, you want child support for a grown-ass man?
No, he deserves
you
that.
You pay him. Don't start with me.
That's what
when you cheat on somebody, you don't get rights to nothing, period.
That's what the argument was about.
It's comma.
That's what the argument was about, because the son didn't want the father.
He said, and so after he was talking about this, I think the son threw a shot at his dad and said, oh, like, you want house, it's like spousal support. Like, I don't have the exact quote, but it was about spousal support.
Uh-huh.
So he's smart out here. Why? Because he's a grown-ass man. He was trying to get child support on this grown-ass man who could think on his own. Anyway.
But I think the dad had money beforehand.
I doubt it. Maybe like street money, but he had this long money that he has now. He didn't have the long money.
Do we have the details on how the fight transpired?
So anyway, what I read was, Kevin Senior claimed that Wendy is brainwashing their son, so things got physical, and it said that Senior put Junior in the headlock and that Junior punched him in the nose to break the hold. So Junior was arrested, but the dad isn't pressing charges. Obviously, I feel like Junior has been waiting for this day. He probably been seeing him allegedly beat up on his mom, allegedly lie to his mom his whole life, and he's like, he just wanted to head up. So I'm here for it. I'm on Junior, Team Junior old day, right? So lastly, our trapped in the court system, Kelly.
He's still around?
Listen. So he's trying to get a new lawyer. So now he wants to hire Thomas Mesereau. Now this is the same attorney. Yes, you did, because he got Michael Jackson acquitted on 11 of them charges in 2005. 11 or a million teen of them. Because Michael Jackson, he had at least 10, and then like some misdemeanor ones. So he had more. R. Kelly has like 10 right now. So R. Kelly thinking, if you could do that, you could do this. So they had a FaceTime call. I don't know if he's gonna take him up on it. I think he's a little booked right now, because he's highly desired right now. So that's what R. Kelly's trying to do, trying to see if he has a chance out here. I don't know. But the question is, how can he afford it? Can he pay?
You better call Kim Kardashian.
You might. Kim Kardashian, she don't want no part of that.
Jump on the bandwagon.
She don't want on the rasses. We show she trying to prove to us that Kanye not in a sunken place. You don't got no time to be on R. Kelly's side right now.
Lord have mercy.
But that's it for the team.
All right, with that being said, we got $1,000 coming up. Keep it right here. It's hot.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.